The recording just started.
I'm on now. Sorry.
Oh, thank you very much.
Really?
Okay. So the other Rishonim say that even if a Mashkin could create a Sheva, but you cannot create a Kiddushin with a Sheva. Eisvei Revel Rav Nachman, Kidsha B'Mashkin Mekudeshes. In fact, Rav Nachman, how could you tell me a Mashkin is not able to make a Kiddushin, but we see Mefurish in a Braisa, if you Mekash with a Mashkin, it does work for Kiddushin. And for the Gemara, no. Over there, it wasn't you were giving her a mashkin on the $100 that you promised her. Rather, hosam b'mashkin da'achirim. Over there, you lent someone else $100, and he gave you a mashkin, and now you are transferring over the mashkin of the other person along with his chayv. So now you are giving her both the mashkin security on the loan of the other person, and now she gets the chayv, and therefore you're being mekayesher with the mashkin and the chayv. Rashi explains, the mashkin da'achirim, shahaya biyada, he had a security on a different loan to a third party, the kitcha b'chayv sheishli olav, and the kedushin is not being working with just the mashkin, it's working that you're going to be mekayesher with the other chayv, with the mashkin, on the other person now, and now she's getting something new. She's getting that other chayv. Halkach mekudeshes. Therefore, the kiddushin works. She have mashkin atzmai kaneila, because over there that mashkin that chayim, there is a kinyan on it. The mashkin does work, and since the mashkin does work, so therefore it could do it. So again, in our case, that all I did was I promised her $100 and I gave her a mashkin, but there's no shibud whatsoever. So the mashkin wasn't chal at all, therefore the kiddushin doesn't work. But over there, that the mashkin did work, because the mashkin was a mashkin on a shibud, and there was indeed another shibud. So in such a case, you could be mekadesh with the mashkin and the outside chayv.
So what's being mekadesh or the outside
chov
or the
mashkin?
What are you doing?
So Rashi makes it sound like the kitcha b'chayv sheyeshlei alav, that the device of transferring over the outside chayv is what the kedushin is being chal with.
Via
the mashkin, you're being mekadesher with the chayv. So, you know, so it's very interesting. Like, if he's mekadesher and mekadesh b'milva in a mekadesh, if you learn back on that love. Why? Because over there he's not giving her anything new, but over here she's getting something new. She's getting that now the other person who owed the husband $100 now, instead of owing the husband, owes her. So she's getting a brand new shibud via the mashkin, and therefore it does work.
Yeah, but why can't she say something like, I'm not interested in
chasing this guy down?
Right.
If she's not interested, then she doesn't have to accept that as Kiddushin, and she can say, no, I don't want that for Kiddushin. If you offer her $50, she could say, no, I want $100. The case over here that the Kiddushin would work is that she does agree to it. If she's not interested,
right,
it will not work.
It comes out, the bottom line is, how about if she wants to bury her with Chol Dachera without a Mashkin?
So then how's she going to transfer it? But if she has a good mechanism...
Only a good mechanism. You have a star that says that Reuven, Shimon owes Reuven. I'll use the word Reuven.
So there are going to be other technical difficulties. Like, if he's going to let's say Reuven owes Shimon $100, and then Shimon wants to be Makadish her with that Shibud. The problem is that even after he sells it to her, that Reuven owes Levi, but it's via him, and he's still able to be meichel that thing. So therefore, she would not be semichtas. That's a whole complicated other sugya. That if Reuven owes Shimon, and Shimon now sells it to Levi, Shimon could still be meichel, and therefore there's no semichtas. And we learned in the other sugya that it will be. But over here, you can't be meichel the chayiv because you're still holding on to the security. In order to get the security back, you have to do it. So this would be a mechanism.
The star security. Is this a star that he owes me $100? Can I use that star and give it to?
Yeah, you would be able to sell it, but you would still be able to be meichel.
Sell it.
You would be able to transfer title on it. That now instead of Reuven paying Shimon, now Reuven will pay Levi, but Shimon is still able to be meichel.
Why throw a third person?
Oh, sorry, Rachel.
You know what,
Rachel?
I have no idea that he owes. So here, this is a star. I'm giving it to you. My makashu with this.
Right. So he would be able to transfer to her, but the condition would not be chal because the husband is still able to be meichel that chayiv, and therefore she doesn't have smichas das on that.
Well, she can't, if
there's
a mashkin, he can't do it.
Then he can't be meichel because if you're meichel the chayiv, but then the guy can't get the mashkin, so the mashkin would prevent that mechila.
So the mashkin needed to work.
So the Gemara said, where do we see that you have a kidney in the mashkin? Kidney of Yitzchak. The Amr of Yitzchak. How do you know that a Baal Choyv has a kinyan in the mashkin to legabi certain things? He has a mikzas kinyan in a mashkin in order to collect his choyv. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk that if you lent money to a poor person and therefore he gave you as a security, let's say he gave you his pillow, he gave you his blanket, so even though you don't have to return the mashkin, but ulchotiyat staka, it will be considered staka if that night when he wants to go to sleep, you return to him his pillow and blankets. That way, he'll have something to sleep in, and then I guess the next day he'll have to give it back to you. And then the next night, if he still didn't pay you back, you know, chayzer chalila. So zok the gemara, ain't a kaina. If you weren't kind of that pillow and blanket, staka minayin. You can't give staka with someone else's. You can't give staka with the unis pillow and blankets. So it must be that you have a kinyan in it. You have a mixed kinyan in that pillow and blanket, and therefore it's a daka that you're giving from your kinyan and his pillow and blankets to the ani. Mikan about chayiv shekayna mashkin. So therefore, we see that he does have a mixed kinyan with it, and therefore, with that mixed kinyan, you can then be mkayisha lady according to Rashi with that chayiv. The Gemara brings down a very similar story. B'nei Rav Huna bar Oven Zoven Hahu Amsa B'priti. The B'nei Rav Huna wanted to buy a shefcha, and the payment that they agreed on was just a few copper pennies, a few prutis. But they didn't even have lehavi b'yaday. They didn't have, you know, cash on hand, even those few prutis. So what they do? A sivu naskale. They gave a silver bar, like as a mashkin, and saying we would like to buy the shefcha, and here is a mashkin on the fact that we're going to pay you the prutis to be kind of the shefcha. The seif yakar amsa. And then before they got the money, before they got the prutis, it went up in value. So they wanted to know, were they already kind of the shefcha, and therefore it went up in their rishas. Or do you say that the kinyan of the mashkin didn't work at all, and since the kinyan of the mashkin didn't work at all, so then, well, right now, since the price is higher...
Silver?
What's the kinyan with the mashkin of that silver bar? Or since they weren't paying with the silver bar, it was just a security?
That was worth much more than the
fruit. It's possible that it was worth more, but it wasn't meant to be kept. It was just a security that they're going...
So what's the difference if it went up or down and
Right, but they weren't paying with it. So the question is, could you make a kinyan with a mashkin, or do you have to make a kinyan via the kesef that I gave to you to keep a mashkin? I just gave it to you as security, and then I take it back.
The maid servant went up in price.
None of the silver bar went up in price. The shifcha went up in price. So the question was, what did the kinyan work via the mashkin? If I give you security, please hold on. They put a hold on it via the mashkin. So is it like that they were cutting it and we're just not going to hand it over until...
Did the sale take effect at that point?
Right. That's the question. Did the sale already take effect, or it'll only take effect when they made payment? Also, the kamedir of Ami, Amaluhu, Priti Inkan, Naska Inkan. Since they didn't pay the prutis yet, they didn't pay the money, so mail of the naska, which was just a security that I will pay you, is nothing. Just like we said before, mana inkan mashkin inkan. So too over here, just like by making kedushin of a lady, we say that you cannot be mekayisha lady with a mashkin, so too you can't buy a shifcha with a mashkin, and therefore it's not chal.
I mean, the point of it is that, let's say they couldn't come back in 10 days, with the money, okay, and it turned out you couldn't come up with the money. So the owner of the shivka says, okay, I'll just take this as payment.
Okay, so what you want to know if the mashkin worked?
Right.
Okay, so that's what the Gemara is addressing. Let's take a look at Rashi. Bepriti, the agreed sale was bepriti amenasa kabel prutis shel nechayishes. The deal was that the shifcha was a cheap shifcha, I guess, and they're just going to pay a few prutis shel nechayishes. Naska, but they didn't have it, so instead they just gave a security, a mashkin, chaticha shel kasef, a piece of silver. Priti Einkan, so the Gemara Paskins, Priti Einkan, Shisnu Aleha. They have not paid the money yet, and that's what I was agreeing to sell the Shefcha for. Hilkuch Naska, Shumashkin, Einkan, Lias Bim Koimer Likna. So therefore, the Mashkin is also not here. You can only have a Mashkin on a Chayiv. You can't have a Mashkin just on a promise that I will come up with the money. If they would have given the prutas, it would have already been theirs. However, if you just give them a mashkin on a promise, so then there is no kinyan in it, because there is no shibud yet, right? You could just back out of it. Since the transaction didn't happen yet, there was no chalois kinyan, there's nothing for it to be chal on, and therefore, if they would agree, I'm going to buy it with this, I'll tonight that later I'll give you the proof that it would work. But since over that's not what happened, all you do is give it as a security, just to show that you're serious. So just giving a mashkin to show that you're serious about your promise to come up with the money is not a kinyan.
Originally, I didn't use the word mashkin. I said, listen, here's this thing.
And I would like to make a Maisa Kenyan with it. I'll deny that I later.
It'll be a backup, that's all.
But am I giving it to you as, and was that Chal? So again, if I'm giving it to you as a Mashkin just on a promise, it's not Chal. That's what the Gemara is asking. Mama Inkan, Mashkin Inkan. Tana Rabbanan, Hiskachi Li B'mana. So a man said to a lady, be mekudeshet to me with $100, and he handed over that $100, and then she took that $100 right in front of him and threw it into the ocean. Or she took that $100 right in front of him and threw it into the fire. Or the chol davar avid, or however she threw it in the garbage. Eina mekudeshes. Then the kedushin is not chal. Why? Because basically, if he says, Harem Kesher with $100, and she takes $100 and throws it in the garbage, she's basically saying, go jump in the lake. Even though she was kainet, still, and perhaps she's even going to be chayiv on the $100, but still, she's showing through her meisim that she's not interested in the kedushin, and even if you're kainet the money, but she didn't agree to the kedushin. So the Gemara made a di'ik. What about if she did not throw it into the ocean where it would get lost? She didn't throw it into the fire where it got burnt up. Ha, shadisinu kamei. What about if she just threw it at his feet? He handed her the money, she took it, and she threw it back at his feet. Mashma, havu kedushin. That mashma would be kedushin because she was kind of the money. And since she didn't throw it to get lost, it's mashma that it would be a good kedushin. In fact, the Gemara, hakamr le'shakal, but by throwing it back in his face, she's saying, take it, le'be'ina. She's saying she doesn't want the kedushin. Dr. Gemara, you're right. Le'mibaya ka'amar. We're saying a le'mibaya. Le'mibaya shadisinu kamei. For sure, in the case that she took the money and threw it in his face, to lay out the kedushin. Clearly, she's indicating with her action she doesn't want the kedushin, and certainly everyone would agree it's obvious that it's not a good kedushin. But what about if I would take the money and I would throw it into the ocean, or if I would take the $100 and throw it into a fire? Over there she destroyed his money. So if she's destroying his money, so then she owes him that $100. So since she doesn't want to owe him $100, maybe she's saying that she does want the kedushin. That way she won't be chayv to him $100. So if I were to kedushin kadosh nafsha, really she did want the kedushin. Okay, so if she wanted the kedushin, why in the world would she take the money that he was just mekadesh her with and throw it into the fire? Hadaka of the Hachi, and this that she threw it in the fire or into the ocean. Savra ibadka lahai gavra irashchana huoylai. First, she took the $100. She was kind. It's now her $100, so she doesn't owe him any money. And she said, right before we're going to start our marriage life, I want to know what type of guy he is. Is he a type of guy that gets a raschana? Is he a type of guy that gets really mad? So she did something to really start out with him. She took the kedushin that he just did and threw it in the fire, and she wanted to see if he would get upset at her, or if he would hit her, or something like that. Kamash Malon, Sadak Mara, no, we're not chashed her of that she decided to really start up with her husband, literally within one, you know, it's one thing a wife starting up with a husband, but literally within 1 second of their marriage, she's already starting up. So Kamash Malon, that's not true. And really, what she's saying is, I don't want to be married to you. If she's fighting with him like that already, then certainly she does not want the condition. Dr. Rashi.
Wait, so everyone agrees in
both cases it's not chal. We're seeing a bigger chiddush, even in the case that she owes him $100. So you might think, well, she doesn't want to owe him $100, so maybe perhaps there would have been a havamina that she meant to be kind of it. And then with her own money, in the case of the ocean and the fire case, maybe she wasn't saying, I don't want the condition. She was saying, I want the condition, but I want to check out if I could get you upset or not. Kamash Malon, no, that's not Mustafa. Far more likely assumption is she's saying, I'm not interested and don't even think about it. Don't try it again. And she was willing to lose $100.
Cause she has to pay it, right?
Yeah, she's got to pay it. Well, she destroyed it $100. He only wants to give her $100 if she agreed to the condition. She's saying, no, so who gave you a right to destroy my money? Then, of course, she will have to pay. You know, if he wants to bring her to Beis Din or whatever, then Beis Din will certainly say, you owe him $100. Clear. This is the Kedushin part. Yeah, this wasn't the Chuppah part.
And there was other people around. There was witnesses.
Well, in order to do Kedushin, you always need Edim. So there was.
Sorry?
Yeah, in order to do Kedushin, you always need Edim. So there was obviously two witnesses.
So it doesn't make a difference what they think she was doing. Gemara from one, no, she was testing.
Right. What was her kavana? And the Gemara is coming out. Her kavana is, go jump in the lake. I am not interested. Do not try.
She's not testing him, rather she's just saying no
in a very dramatic way. In such a dramatic way that's actually going to cost her $100. Dr. Ashi, the fun of Loimar Eini Reitzes. She is demonstrating that I am totally not interested in these conditions. So the Gemara in the Havamina thought, Shadisinu Kamei. But she didn't throw it and destroy it. She just threw it back in his face. She threw it at his feet. But Makam She'eni Avod, in a place that is not lost, and he could just bend down and pick up the $100. Have a condition, but to me, are you going to say in that case? Isn't it obvious in that case that she doesn't want the condition? The Gemara comes out, no, in all these cases she is showing that she doesn't want it. If there's a bigger chiddush, may the chayav beilah shlumi, since she'll be chayav for destroying his $100, gamar b'kitchen nafsa. Therefore, she wanted to be kainah l'shem kedushin, or l'fishu shalah, and because it's hers, or kasei, she threw it out, l'naset ezeh emhu ragzan. It was hers, she was kainah for kedushin, and she wanted to test him out from the beginning of marriage to know what type of husband she is, what type of husband he is, Kamash Malon.
So, let me just continue for a minute. She told the witnesses ahead of time, okay, you're going to be the witnesses, but I'm not telling my future husband this, but I just want to test them out.
Yes.
They're aware. The only person who's not aware is the husband.
Yeah, so as long as so in that case, as long as she had dashed to do it, and the Edom knew that she had dashed for Kedusha, even though he
does not know.
Tanurabanan, Hiskachi Li Bimana. Let's say the man says to the lady, be mekashes to me with $100, and she says to name La Abba Ulavicha. She says, give the $100 to my father or to your father. In that case also, Aina Mikudashas, but she's just making a trick on him. She's saying, don't give it to me. I don't want the kedushin. Go give it to someone else. I'm not interested in it. But I'm a nashi, a kabumli. If she says, give it to my father for me, to be, you know, and my father will be like my shliach, or give it to your father for me, mikudashas. because then she wants them to be, then we assume that her kavanah, she wants the kedushin, but she's, you know, she can't hold it right now, so she asks him to give it to her shliach.
How do we know which one it is?
Oh, so we say if she says it's stam to name Abba Avicha, she's not saying it's for her. So then we assume she's saying I'm not interested. She's just playing with him. But if she says for me, then that means she's showing her interest. But since she said give it for me, then the condition will work.
So the future Baal goes up to the two fathers or either father and says to them, this is the condition that she made. In other words, they wouldn't worry about it at the time that she said those words. So he goes to his father and says, we have a kabbalah on behalf of my future wife. But she didn't make him shliach for her. Or did she?
You want to know if
she had to make him a shliach ahead of time?
No. This should be sufficient.
So how do they know they can be a shliach for it? Well,
they're Edom right here. So, well, they're Edom right here, b'shas ma'is. Otherwise, the kedushin wouldn't work. So the Edom will tell them.
Before the father of the kabbal the money.
Or let's say she's made this. So.
Is there such a concept as Zachar Adam Shalom?
There is a concept of Zachem Adam Shalei B'Fanim, but Rashi thing is that here you have Shliach for Kedushin, because you could be Zeicha for her, but you can't agree to make her Kedushin, because she has to agree to the Kedushin. It's not a Zachem to have a Kedushin, because that's a Chayv, because now you can't marry anyone else in the world. Kedushin is not considered a Zachos. $100 Matana would be a Zachos, but you have to verify at that time that she wants a Kedushin. Maybe she wants to get married to someone else. Maybe it's not a Zachos. Maybe she doesn't like him.
But if their role is only the Kabbalah, right, and she's being the one who's Moida, I mean, is it enough then?
No, because the Kedushin
they have to know it has to be L'shem Kedushin?
Yeah.
In other words, not just the Baal, saying to the one of the respective fathers, father-in-law, you're the Shliach. Somehow she has to get word to them.
So somehow they have to know, right?
And then she's married from what point? When the Kabbalah was
born? Yeah, at the point that you actually gave the $100. Zot Rashi, Eina Mekudashas, Ve'eina Doima L'ten Manu L'Ploini V'Kadish Lach. Frekt Rashi, what's the difference? If I say give it to my father and I don't say the word for me, then the halacha is Eina Mekudashas. But if I just say Tein Manu L'Ploini, then it is Kedushin. So why? Why? We learned over there, back on Daf Zayin, that if I say Tein Manu L'Ploini V'Kadish Lach, then you're Mekudashas Midin Arif. So why over here am I not Mekudashas? And for Rashi, a very big difference. And Tosafot says the same difference. The Hasam Ihi Ka Amrle Me Ikara. Over there, she went over to him. The way I want you to be Mekadesh me is not to go give me a ring. Rather, the way I want you to be Mekadesh me is to give $100 to this person. So then clearly she's being serious, and then it could work Medin Arif. Aval Kan, over here, even though it could work Medin Arif if she was serious, but over here, we don't assume that she's serious. Rather, we assume Meshati. We assume that she's just joking around. Give it to someone else, not to me, because I'm not interested. The Rashi thing over here, the problem is not that there's not a good Nesina. If she was interested in making them her Shliach or Midin Arif, a Vada Kedushin could work. The question is a Shaila of what her Kavana is. So in our Gemara, we assume, if you say Tanin Lava Vicha, she's just joking around with him, unless she says Bishvili. However, in that Gemara, she went over to him. So why is she joking around with him? It's not like he was trying to marry her and she's not interested and she's trying to blow him off. She's the one that started, so then we assume that she's serious, but who asked her to go over to him?
She started what? She was the one who initiated the marriage process by saying to her husband?
No, it could be that he initiated that he wants to marry her, but she initiated that the way she wants to get married is via the fact that he should give $100. No, this is just a shaila of do we assume that she's serious or do we assume that she's joking around?
And if she says go to my father and give him the money, it might be a big joke.
If she initiates it or he initiates it?
Well,
If he initiated, then she's just saying, don't give it to me, go marry your father, meaning go jump in the lake. Then it would work. Right, there's two cases. In one case, it's the name Lavavo of the Yisla. That case, she's joking around with him. In the case, she said, Nashat the Kabbalimli, then she's serious, and then the Kishon does work.
But that's not a big Kiddush, right?
No. She's the one that initiated.
What does
the word initiated
mean?
It's not that he asked her to get married and then she replied, I'm not interested, give it to someone else. Rather, she said, I would like to get married to you via, through you giving it to someone else. So therefore, we assume that she's serious. It's just a question of, do we assume she's serious? Like, just like if she told the Eidim beforehand, I'm serious, and this is the way I want to do it, it'll certainly work. So over there, the assumption is that she is serious.
So she's serious. They were talking about, for the two dates they were going out, they were talking about marriage, okay?
Okay.
They were talking about, well, in one date, let's say, like it is now. And then she says, okay, the way I want it done is to give the money to the father.
So then she's serious. If he says, do you want to marry me? And she's like thinking, no way, you know, go give it to someone else. So then she's...
We were talking about marriage, the same type of thing. And then the guy proposes, he gave a flower or he...
And she doesn't accept. She says, give it to someone else. She's saying no. She's too embarrassed to say, no, I don't want to marry you.
If he says, you want to marry me, and she goes,
give it to someone else, that means she's saying no. But she just doesn't want to say no to his face, so this is her way of saying no.
If she started, starting it means...
That she's serious.
He didn't say I want to marry you yet, that's why?
No, it's not. Let's say he proposes to her and she has no interest in him. In front of the whole restaurant, he proposes to her. So she's too embarrassed. She says, give it to someone else. But if she starts it, then she's obviously interested.
She said it.
He didn't do a proposal. Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Even after he proposed, the method that she suggests, the method, she's like, yeah, I'm happy to get married to you, but give it to my father. Well, she has to be, she's McCown. She's like, I'm motivated to be married.
She said these words, I want to get married to you. I want to get married to you.
So then she says she's serious.
Give the money.
Yeah, then it'll work.
Good. On the other hand, if he's talking about marriage and she goes, but he never asks to propose, and she says, well, what isn't good?
It's not good when she never said, yes, I want to get married. She just said, give it to someone else.
That's the answer. The difference is, one time she said, yes, I do.
No, look at you and say, yes, I do. She initiated the conversation that I'm interested, but via doing it. Let's go back there.
That's the difference.
Okay.
It's nothing to do with Meikara, not Meikara. Did she say the word yes? Or you didn't say it yet. Nothing to do with who started it.
Maybe we'll explain clearer afterwards.
Afterwards is dominating, and after that I have to work, and after that I have to eat.
Tana, we learned la aba lahidiyacha koyach deresha. The Tana says a very similar case, not to my father or your father. Sorry. Again, Tana. So why do we have to give two cases, to my father and to your father? Tana, Abba l'diecha koyach d'resha. So the reason why we spoke out the case of my father is to show that even in the case that it's my father, and there's more reason to assume that she is serious, still the kushan nachal. And Tana avicha, your father, which is less likely to be serious, l'diecha koyach d'sefa, that still, if she says bishvili, then it would work. Dr. Ashi, Abba l'diecha koyach d'resha, the Alpha Gavda Viahu, that even though it's her father, and therefore you might think that she is serious, still, Loi Garma V'Kedusha Nafsha, she's still not serious about the Kedusha because she didn't say it for me. And the reason why it said, Avicha, your father, is to teach you Koyach the Seifa, the Amar Mekudeshes, the Alpha Gavda Loi Karav Shalahu, even though your father is not related to me at all, he's related to you, samcha alei the avid slichus. Still, since she said b'shvili, she wanted to start off on the right foot, and she trusted her future father-in-law to be her shliach, to be mekabel the kedushin. V'chi mekabel who have a shlucha u'mekadsha. And when he's mekabel it, her current father-in-law will now be her shliach for the kedushin. Okay, the Gemara brings down a second brace, the safe of the brace, very similar. Hiskatshuli b'mana. The man says to the lady, be mukadeshes to me with $100. He initiated it, and she said to name Leplaini, give it to a third person, enam mukadeshes. So then the halacha is enam mukadeshes, because again she's joking around with him. She didn't want to say no, I don't want to get married to you. Instead, she just said give it to someone else. But she's basically saying I'm not interested. Give your money to someone else. But if she says I'm anashe yakavimli, but if she says for me, give it to someone else for me, mukadeshes, it works. So it seems to be repeating the same exact thing, just that the first case is give it to my father, and the second case is give it to a third party. So why do we have to give both cases? Like the Gemara Tzricha. And we need both cases. The Iyashminan Abba Vavicha, if we're going to teach you the case of my father and your father, the Resha, Hasam Hu, Dafka over there, the Chi Amram Anashi Akavimli, have a Kedushin. And I would think only in the case that it's my father or your father, then she's serious when she says Amanashi Akavimli, that should be Kedushin. The Samcha Daita Eliyahu, because she trusts her father, or she even trusts your father. Savra Avdan Li Shlichus, and she said they'll probably agree to be my Shliach. And they'll hold the money for me. Ava Leplaini, but if she says give it to a stranger, Loi, then I might think that she's not serious, she's not Semech Das, that they'll agree to be the Shlech for Kedushin. Kamash Malanda, no, she is serious, she's Semech Das, and the Kedushin will be Chal. And so why didn't it just say the second case? V'yashmin and Pliny, and if it only said give it to a stranger, then I might think only in the case that she said to give it to a stranger. So then she's joking around, and then the ratio is in a mekudeshes, because you don't get to give it to a stranger. What, you know? So in that case, then I'm not serious about the kedushin. The loy makarva daita legabe. She has no shayches to him. Lemeis v'leib matana. Why would she be giving this random stranger a matana? Abba Vavicha, but my father, your father, the Makarva Daita Legabayu, that she has a lot of shaykhas to, she has a strong connection to. Ema v'matana yavisu ni'alayu. Maybe her kavana was to give it as a present, and therefore she was serious about the Kedushin. Sricha, so therefore we need to speak out both cases to tell you in all these cases that we assume that she's joking around if she doesn't say for me, and if she says for me, then we assume that she is serious about the Kedushin.
Plenty is someone specific, or plenty is someone specific?
Yeah, plenty is someone specific, but like someone that she doesn't really have a strong connection to. It's not her best friend, it's not her father, it's not her relative.
Well, now you're adding a best friend to the
equation. Yeah, well, the Gemara says that the criteria is... Yeah, the plane it could be. I was saying that would also be Makarva Daitayu. We're just saying, or if you want, you can say you have a stronger connection to your parents.
You have to say Lee.
Just saying that to be Makabel for me. Yeah, then it's not good. But Rashi says, or if she initiates, she says Meikara to give it even to a stranger. I don't know, for some reason.
The word Lee? If she initiates,
then you don't need the word for me. Because then we don't assume. If he proposes to her, and then her response is not yes, rather her response is give it to someone else, then we're assuming that she's joking. But if she initiates, then why is she joking around with him for a condition?
Where does this initiate mean? What does the word initiate mean?
Initiate means if he goes over to her to propose to her, and she's like just like caught in the spot, and she's not interested, like, why are you proposing to me? We're not holding there yet.
Masha Enkin,
if she is clearly holding there, because she starts talking.
She's talking before he says, let's get married.
Right, or even if he said Ariat Mukadeshes, and then how am I going to be Mekadesh you? And now they're discussing how, and she said, this is what I want, so then she's interested.
So that case where you just said it's called initiating?
Yeah.
That's called initiating?
Yeah.
Why is that called initiating? He said Ariat Mukadeshes.
And she says,
this is not what it does. She's with me. This is not what it does. That case is called initiating? I don't know what initiating means. Initiating mean, I thought initiating meant she says, you know what, it's time for us after our two dates to get married. That's called initiating.
Meaning, if he proposed to her, if she sort of like proposed to him.
Yeah, right. I mean, we had a case. She said, I want to do the. I want to be the man of the family.
Okay.
I want to wear the pants, which unfortunately doesn't happen these days.
So that is certainly considered initiating if she wants to be the, you know. Okay.
No, I'm just saying I hate that. It's disgusting. Ladies think they're in charge.
Okay. Tanur Rabbanan.
I mean, in the Rashi that you quote where it says Menkara, and that's what Rashi says. Vein of Doma Litain Mondal Aploini Vikdashalopa. If you give it to him, I will be Makadashu. That's the case of Menkara.
Right.
I mean, that's the case.
But at the end of the day, he has to do the Kedushin, not her. It's just that she's telling him how to do it.
Right. That's why it says maybe she's the one who suggests how to do. That's what the Menkara means.
Correct.
She's the one who says, this is how we will do it.
How
yeah,
was
he proposed?
He
could have proposed
already.
Yeah.
I mean,
even though
the one that says, let's get married, right, her saying, let's know what you've done, that's called initiating. So, Rashi, that's what's bothering me the whole time. He's initiating the procedure. Yeah. He could be the one saying, let's get married. Right, right, right. Tanur Rabbanan, Hiskat Shu Liva Mana, if a man says to a lady, and she says to name Agabe Sela, I don't want it, put it on this rack. Ain't a Mukadeshes. Why? Because, so according to Rashi, the reason why it's not Chal is because she had no kinyan in it. He didn't give it to her. He put it on a random rack. So ain't a Mukadeshes. But if she owned that rack, Mukadeshes, because, Dr. Rashi, because it will be her chatzir. Let's see Rashi. M'haya tzela shalom mekudeshes. Shechatzir shal adam koinaloi v'arehu k'moyshe mekablasai. So according to Rashi, this is not a sugya of kavana. This is a sugya of kinyan. If she said put it on a rack in the middle of the street, she's not kind of the money. If she said put it on her rack, then she's kind of the money.
Why can't we say, similar to how we had a few sugyas ago, where we said the hana that she has of him listening to her and doing, you know, her rotzim, that she's maknanashi by that. When we said, if you give that money over to that other guy, I have no shaykhus to, and we say the hana that he listened to her.
Very good. So according to Rashi, l'chor midin arev, arev only works. If you give it to someone, that person makes a kinyan. But if you give it just on a rock and there is no kinyan on it, then arev can't work. That's a rationale.
What do you mean the other guy makes the kinyan though? Because in that case,
you have to give it to someone who's a bar kinyan. But putting it on a rock.
But he's not making the kinyan between them and the kedushin. He's just making the kinyan on the kesef, you're saying?
For himself, but that can't. Right, in order to do an Arev, Rashi, perhaps in many Rishonim hold, I think there's a Rajba also that says that he has to be a Bar Kenyan. Tosfos learned this Gemara has nothing to do with the Kenyan. He just holds that if you're saying put it on a rock, then she's not really saying Mithas. She's going to get the money. But if it's her rock, then she is saying Mithas. And Tosfos brings a Raya from the next
one. Why is Menachem asking this question now?
If she said to give it to another person, then she was being mashatabai, but if she initiated, then it does work.
Yeah, but Menachem's asking, I'll say it more clear, that's to deal without the initiating, by the Hanah,
right? Well, why do you need a kenyan?
No, by her listening to her.
That gives her on now. Right.
Why is the
case
without the
kenyan? Then she has to initiate it. That's why. Rashi said.
She has to initiate and be there. There has to be a hana that someone could be kind of. But if you put it on Iraq, then.
No, but in his case, forget the initiating. If she says, he initiated, and she says, okay, please give it to Naftali, okay?
Right. So then Rashi says that it worked if she initiated.
No, I said that she did not initiate.
That's
but
not all right.
Rashi, let's not get back to this game. We can discuss that afterwards.
The way that you said over there's not a problem, either of the cases are all the same. It's all Mashiach.
Right.
It's on the rock, whether you give it to someone else, I just don't want it.
Right.
So, Mufitosos, there's no...
Right. I mean, according to
Tyson,
it's just the details in the cases. Boira Bibi, what about an in-between case? Selso Shnei Mahu. And what about if she says to put it on the rock of both of them? Take. So in that case, so we're not so sure. It's Tak, it belongs to her, but it also belongs to him. So therefore, we're not sure. According to Tesis, the Shiloh Selso Shneim, is a question, is she Semichdas when it's hers, or is she not Semichdas when it's also his, and he could just go there. According to Rashi, you're going to have a Shiloh if Chatzar could be kind of by Selso Shneim. A similar case, Hiskashuli Bekikar, a man tells a lady, be Mekashas to me with a loaf of bread, and she says to Neu Lekela, she says, give it to a dog, Eina Mekadeshas. So then the Kedushin won't work. Why? Once again, either because she's not kind or because she's not serious. If she says, give it to my dog, Mekudesha, so then we assume she is serious because she's getting Anna, that her dog is being fed, and so therefore she's serious and she's getting Anna. Bayra Mari, Kelev Rutz Acharah, there's a big dog chasing her. And she's afraid that, you know, that dog is going to attack her. Mahu. Then in that case, if he says, while the dog is chasing her, he sees this lady running, and he says, I would like to be Mekayesh you with a loaf of bread, and I'm going to throw it to the dog, and then the dog's going to get busy, and the dog's going to get busy with the loaf of bread instead of attacking you. So he's like sort of taking advantage of the situation. So in that case, do we assume that she is serious of the kushir or not? Do you say, Bahu Hana, with that Hana to come Matzla Nafshamina, with that Hana that she's saving herself from this dog that she's terrified of, Gomra Umaknava Nafsha, so therefore she is serious about the Kedushin and she is receiving a Hana, and therefore the Kedushin is Chal. What do you mean? That dog is going to attack me. He's going to kill me. You're chayef to save me. Why do I have to give you kedushin? You're chayef to save me, and therefore I wasn't serious about the kedushin. I was just trying to get you to save me, like you were taka obligated teku. So in that case, we're not so sure if she was serious about the kedushin or she was just saying whatever she could to save her. Dr. Ashi Ratachareho. Lenoishcha, to bite her. Let's take a look at one more case. Hiskachi li bekikar. If a man tells a lady b'mukadeshes to me with a kikar, and she says tenei la'ani, she's a tzadekes. She says give that loaf of bread to an ani. Then once again we say ena mukadeshes. That the kedushin is not chal. And even if every week she knows this guy is very poor, and every Shabbos she bakes him a challah, still we assume that she's not serious about the kedushin. Why?
Why?
What?
Why that's the cable? Saves her money that week.
So my time. What's the reason why the kedushin is not chal? Amrelei ki the mechavina be ana hachim mechavis be at. Just like I'm obligated to give him sukkah, I happen to have been the tzaddikus the past couple of weeks. But it's not any more my chiyuv than your chiyuv. Well, I'm the only one that has to give this anid sukkah. So then therefore she was just telling him, she wasn't serious about the kushin. She didn't give it to the ani. I'm not interested, but you know, if you have an extra loaf of bread, so go ahead and give it to Ani, but she was not agreeing to the Kiddush. Okay, I think this is a good stopping place.
Very nice. Thank you.
So how's the test going?
I'm writing a test tomorrow.
Hold on 1 second. Star 9-1.